that's the entire student body of Mount Edgecombe, more than 400 students from over 100 villages across Alaska. They're packed into the school's gym for a pep rally, a rally that's about more than just an upcoming match.
Now we're going to give a one clap for each individual senior. First we have Caden Peterson.
The Mount Edgecombe wrestling team is being recognized for completing the Coaching Boys into Men program, an effort to promote healthy relationships and reduce abuse and sexual assault. Here's one of the wrestlers.
My name is Emery Johnson. I'm a four-year senior from Bethel.
That's right, Johnson is a girl. Despite competing in a sport historically geared towards boys, Johnson isn't shy about her strength.
My mom never really wanted me to join because she doesn't like the way the guys beat on the girls. I'm like, well, Mom, it can go both ways, so.
You can beat on the boys.
I'm not going to brag, but.
Johnson is one of more than 20 girls on the team of over 40 wrestlers. Girls have wrestled here for over a decade thanks to their coach, Mike Kimber.
I'm a teacher at Mount Edgecombe. I teach Japanese, English, and a few other classes. And then I'm the wrestling coach. I've been the wrestling coach here for 17 years at Mount Edgecombe.
Kimber himself is a graduate of Mount Edgecombe. When he was a wrestler, he says his coach worked with athletes both on and off the mat. It's that mission to develop not just a good athlete, but a good person that inspired Kimber to join the Coaching Boys into Men program. Julia Smith is the prevention director for Sitkins Against Family Violence.
Whether you're a girl or a boy, everybody needs this information.
Smith introduced the program to teachers and coaches at Mount Edgecombe a year and a half ago.
And a lot of them asked, like, well, I don't have all boys on my team. Can I still use this? So we called the national folks at Futures Without Violence, and they said, yes, you know, go ahead and use it.
The program spans an entire season with one 15-minute lesson each week. The topics include communicating boundaries, digital disrespect, and the importance of consent. The lesson on consent was the only one Coach Kimber chose to teach separately.
We kept the boys on the mat and the girls went to another room and did that.
Mount Edgecombe's wrestling team was the only one in Sitka to take part in the program this year, but Julia Smith says she's trying to change that. It's already caught on in other Southeast communities like Juneau.
The basketball team in Ketchikan has also used the program. The basketball team in Cake has used the program. So we're really trying to build momentum and get this going, you know, throughout our state. And have all coaches use this as a tool for reiterating some of the things that they're already teaching.
That's the beauty of the program. The messenger is one that's usually trusted, and the message is one that's critical for adulthood. Wrestler Emery Johnson gets that.
Yeah, it's called Boys to Men, but the questions are still the same. I mean, it's just like, what does respect mean to you? I mean, respect means respect for everybody.
And that's a lesson that every Mount Edgecombe wrestler now knows well. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.